Shall I wait for my boys? Hi, my name's Ishan Lister. Here we go. I'm going to talk about Kiddush by Malcolm Sutter. Here we go. Oh, some many Adam Shkitch the way Sakhanesses. People that make a Kiddush in Shul. Amar Rav, you did Yai, you do not see, you did Kiddush. Say Chiyuv of Kiddush. That means when they go home, they don't need to make Kiddush, but they're not Yotze Yayin. That means when they go home, they have to make a new Brachot Hagof, and they don't make Kiddush, and that's fine. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel argues. After they kiddush, lo yotz. They're not even going to say kiddush. They have to do everything again. If when they get home, after hearing kiddush in shul on Friday night, or Yom Tov night, or whatever it is, they come home, they make kiddush, and they also make a new hagofen, and then there's a third chit of all the more, Rabbi Yochanan, who don't pass the night, who says that they yotze kiddush, and they're also yotze yayin, which means they don't make hagofen, and they don't make kiddush after kiddush in shul. Now, we paskin like Shmuel. I'm sorry I'm talking fast, I have loads to get through. Shmuel, paskin. We paskin like Shmuel. We say you're not yotze yayin, and you're not yotze kiddush. When you come home on Friday night, after hearing kiddush in shul, you have to make a new hagofen, and then a new kiddush. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif, hey, we have to have something. Shmuel says the reason why we have to do this, we have to make a new Kiddush and a new Yayin, because Shulchan Aruch, because of the Yayin, it doesn't work to walk home from Shul. You know, you take the Brachot Hagofen from the Shliach Tzivah. And also, we have a new thing called Kiddush from Mokum Suda. Shmuel says that we need to have Kiddush from Mokum Suda. Now, what can you have to be Yotze this thing called Kiddush from Mokum Suda? What is called a Seudah, says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Hei, Kosu Hagoinim Hod Ein Kiddush Erev Mokum Seudah. What is it? Afidu Ochal Dovam Ruach. Eat something small. O Shosok Kos Yain Shechai Rav Brocha Yotza Yedei Kiddush Mokum Seudah. What does it mean? Eat something small. Achavayim on a second bread. You drink wine. Yotze Kiddush Mokum Seudah. Gomez Udosu Mokum Acher. Then you've been Yotze Kiddush. You drink wine. You eat Mezoinus. You can go home. You can start have a new seudah without making a new kiddush. For davka ochal lechem and shasal yayim, but ochal peiros lo. Specifically, if you drank wine or you eat something, but if you have just peiros, then it's not good enough. Now, what do you have to eat? So the Magen Avraham comes along and says you have to eat something like hamotzi, you have to eat something like mezoinus, and you have to, or you can drink something called wine. Now, wine is something the Magen Avraham says is something which is mesed soil, it's mesed halev. He says that you have to drink enough that your lev is miyushev, that you feel geshmak. This is something which is miyashiv your das, the poskim say. In which case, if you drink this after hearing kiddush, your yotze kiddush, something called the mokum seudah. Now, let's talk about this. How much wine do you need? How much bread do you need? The Taz, the Ramos, that starts off by saying you have one cup of wine. How do I know this? Because the Ramos says, let's say you have a Moihel or Sandin, the Bris Milah going on, and the Moihel drinks a cup of wine. But he says Hagofen and he drinks a cup of wine. The Ramos says he can drink it because he's been Yotze Kiddush from Mokum Seudah. He's had a revius of wine. He is satisfied, he's miyashiv das, in which case, Yotze Kiddush from Mokum Seudah, he cannot eat his Yotze. The Taz asks a question on this Ramah, and the Chora also the Shulchan Aruch, we say that you only need one cup of wine. The Taz says, I don't understand. You need one cup of wine. The Taz says you only need to drink Wale Lugmov to be Yotze Kiddush, and to be also Yotze this idea of Kiddush from Mokum Seudah. If you have Wale, you need at least Wale Lugmov, the Mechaber writes in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Gimel, you need Wale Lugmov to be Yotze Kiddush. Now, your Wale Lugmov is also Mesid Soyuz. So if so, if this is the case, if Yotze Kiddush from Mokum Seudah by drinking wine, you can also be Mesid Soyuz by drinking just Wale Lugmov, and you need Wale Lugmov to be Yotze Kiddush. If so, we have not got the case where it's Kiddush Shalom Mokum Seudah, because every Kiddush you need to have at least a Moli Lugmov of wine. Moli Lugmov of wine, says the Taz in Sif Chotam Dalet, is enough to be Yotze Kiddush Mokum Seudah. We don't have Kiddush Shalom Mokum Seudah. We always have to have at least Moli Lugmov of wine, says the Taz. If so, what this halacha means is that you have to have a cup of wine for Kiddush and then another cup of wine for Kiddush. Why? Because if so, there's no such thing as Kiddush Shalom Mokum Seudah. You have to have Kiddush again. I want to make this very clear because I'm building my shiur on this. The Taz's question on everything Ramah says. Ramah says you need to have one, which means that Mutter for the Sandet, the Moyel, they get away with their one cup of wine, they use the Kiddush Mokum Seudah Fine. Now the Taz comes along and says, if so, we don't have Kiddush, Shelo B'mokum Sotah, because you have to drink one Moly Logmov to be Yotzei Kiddush B'mokum Sotah. They need to have one Moly Logmov, which is Rov V'Ravias, to be Yotzei Kiddush B'mokum Sotah. You feel Mesid Soed, or like the Mogen Avraham said, you're Miyashid Das, in which case, don't have Kiddush Shelo B'mokum Sotah. Elamah, what does this halach mean? Not that you're Yotzei Kiddush B'mokum Sotah with the first cup of wine, you're Yotzei Kiddush B'mokum Sotah after two cups of wine. Because if we don't say that, we have no such thing as Kiddush Shelo B'mokum Sotah. Now, right, we're going to see. I'm just talking about this halacha, but then when we go to halacha lemaisa in the last 5 minutes, hopefully you can remind me when we're at the last 5 minutes. Now, Paskins like the Levush. We see the Shittas HaLevush that you need two cups of wine. Why? Because if so, we have no such thing as Kiddush Shelo B'mokum Sotah. Says the Mogen Avraham, I also like the Levush, the Shittah. He says so in Sif Yud Beis. He also says that the Bach Paskins Azoy, you need two cups of wine. Now, what is Kiddush B'mokum Sotah? The Mogen Avraham brings Shittas HaShiltei Gevurim. He doesn't like the Shittas HaShiltei Gevurim. The Shiltei Gevurim says you can be even Yotzei Kiddush with Peirus, nothing except for eight. Yotzei Kiddush B'mokum Sotah, you have Kiddush B'mokum Sotah with just for eight. Now, the Mogen Avraham says, why do we need wine? Why do we need Mezonos? Why do we need Hamas? He says, because it's Mesid Soed. It makes you feel Geshmak. After one cup of wine, after two cups of wine, because he passes like the Levush, it makes you feel Geshmak. But you'll note, you don't say Kiddush B'mokum Sotah with Sheikha. If you make on beer, you make on whiskey, it's not Mesid Soed like wine. The Gemara in Brochus, Daf Lamed Hei, says that wine is Mesid Soed, Daf Lamed Hei on the Aleph. In which case, the drink wine alone is the only drink that has this special quality. Now, I want to ask a question on this. Another question on the Ramal. The Ramal again says that you need one cup of wine to be Yotzei Kiddush B'mokum Sotah, in which case the Moihal and Sandat can drink. The Taz comes along and says, no, we need two. Why do we need two? Because the feed the Ramal, there's no such thing as Kiddush Shelo B'mokum Sotah. Why is there no such thing as Kiddush Shelo B'mokum Sotah? Because you need Moly Logmov for Kiddush, and Moly Logmov is enough to be Yotzei, it's enough to be Mesid Soed. Elamah, we need two cups. That's the first question on the Ramal. I want to ask a second question on the Ramal, which comes from Achronin. It comes from the Shevet Halevi and Rabbi Ben Sion Abashol. The Shevet Halevi and Rabbi Ben Sion Abashol both ask a question on the Ramal. We have a problem here. You're drinking, this is Sandek and Moel, drinking a cup of wine. That is Yotzei a mitzvah. What mitzvah is a Yotzei? It's mitzvah, the mitzvah of having a kois by a bris milah. It's also Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush B'mokum Sotah. Now we have a problem here because you're doing two mitzvahs in one go. There's a yisoid in Shas, in Poskim, called Ein Oisei Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So how can you do two mitzvahs with one shtir? Now they both have, there's two answers to this question from the Shevet Halevi and Rabbi Ben Sion Abashol. Let's start with Rabbi Ben Sion Abashol's question. He says there's a Ramah, there's a Mechaba in Tofresh Chof Aleph Sif Gimel, which talks about Hilchas Milah on Yom Kippur. Now in this, the Mechaba says, we do not use a cup of wine. Says Rabbi Ben Sion Abashol, we see over there, it's not Mamish and Mitzvah, it's only a Minag, otherwise you need to have it on Yom Kippur and two, you would give it to a child. In which case, the answer to the question why it's not Chavidus Chavidus, you're not doing two mitzvahs in one go, is because the Kos Milah is not actually a mitzvah like we see in Tofresh Chof Aleph, again, Sif Gimel in the Mechaba. Now the Ramah, who says in Tofresh Chof Aleph, Sif Gimel, he says that we do have a cup of wine, but we give it to a child. So what's the deal? The Ramah seems to learn it's more than just a minhag. He says we always need it all the time. So what's going on? And Rebbe Yoshev comes along, he's a Baki in Shas. He says there's no such thing as milah with a kois mentioned in the Gemara. It's not a chiyuv mentioned in Shas. In which case we can say it's not a minhag. It's not a mitzvah. It's just a minhag. We can write it off. Now the Shevet Halevi brings a second answer. He says a yisoid about osin mitzvahs chavidus, doing two mitzvahs in one go, which is a problem. The Shevet Halevi asks the question why it's not a problem of chavidus. He says chavidus is only a problem if you're doing two mitzvahs which require two actions. You're doing two actions which fulfills two separate mitzvahs. But when you do this mitmaisa of drinking, it's only one maisa of drinking which happens to fulfill two separate mitzvahs, in which case it's not a problem of chavidus. Again, he says you need chavidus is only an issue doing two separate maisim for two separate mitzvahs, in which case that is chavidus. But in our case, that the Moihel's drinking, he's been Yotzei Kiddush B'mokum Sotah, also being able to say post milah, in which case you're doing two mitzvahs in one maaser, that's no problem with chavilas chavilas. So there are two questions on the Ramah. We had chavilas chavilas, which we just answered. We have a question from the Taz, which we're about to answer. Again, the question from the Taz. We need Moly Logmov to be Yotzei Kiddush, like the Mechaba writes in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Gimel. We also need Molly Lugmov, which is Kiddush B'Mokum Sodo, the Taz writes in Sifkot and Dalet, and also the Mishra Zedzov, confirms this, that Taz holds, like the Shitosai in Simon Kuf Tzadi Sifkot and Gimel, that for what you need for Sviyo with wine is only Molly Lugmov, says the Taz, in which case we don't have Kiddush Shelo B'Mokum Sodo. Why? Because you always need to have a Molly Lugmov of wine, and Molly Lugmov of wine is enough to satisfy you. So what's going on? You can answer this in two ways. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkot and Chof Beis that the Prima Godin writes that even though we have Shbrocha Acharona on a feast, some poskim, that long Molly Lugmov is enough, the Indian Kiddush, for Mokum Sudah, we don't need Molly Lugmov, we need a Revius Davka. In which case, we have Kiddush, Shaloba Mokum Sudah. How do you have Kiddush, Shaloba Mokum Sudah? We have Rish Ayim Gimel, Sifkot and Yud Dalet, Sifkot and Yud Gimel, who says you can need Molly Lugmov to be Yotze. We have the Prima Godin brought by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chof Beis, who says that we don't need Molly Lugmov to be satisfied, we don't say Kiddush B'Mokum Sodo, we need Dafka a Revius. In which case, if you just have Molly Lugmov for Kiddush, you're not Yotze Kiddush B'Mokum Sodo. It's called Kiddush Shelo B'Mokum Sodo, even with one cup. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's answers to the Taz's question. Now we have another answer for the Taz from the Orach HaShulchan. Again, just to recap, the Taz writes that we don't have Kiddush Shelo B'Mokum Sodo because we have one cup Molly Lugmov. And you have one cup, Molly Lugmov, which you need to be healthy, to feel nice, to feel miyashet das, in which case you don't have Kiddush Lugmov and Zodah. We answer with the Prima Godin, it says it's not enough, Molly Lugmov is not enough to feel Gishmak, you need Dafka a Revius. Now we have a second answer from Orach HaShulchan, which is in Sif Tes, in Siman Reish Chayim Gimel. Orach HaShulchan writes, second answer for the Taz, I'm going to go over the question one more time, just to make it really clear. The Taz holds that we don't have Kiddush Lugmov and Zodah to feed the Ramah because you always need Molly Lugmov. For Kiddush and Molly Lugmov is enough. We answered from the Mishnah Berurah Zivkot and Chof Beis, who quoted the Prima Godin, who says that we don't need Molly Lugmov to feel Miyashet Das. We need more than that. We need a Revius. So we have Kiddush Shelo B'Mokum Sodo by drinking Molly Lugmov is not enough to feel good. We don't have Kiddush B'Mokum Sodo with that. We have the Orach HaShulchan in Sif Tes. The Orach HaShulchan Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Tes writes that I don't understand something. We have something called Sirif. In Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Dalet, it writes there, and the Machaber writes that you're not just into Kiddush by drinking Revius yourself and Molly Lugmov yourself. You can share it. If you have a Pachas and Molly Lugmov, and you have Pachas and Molly Lugmov, and you, and it's Mitzdarif all the way to a Revius, or even Molly Lugmov, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's enough to be Yotze Kiddush, but you're not. No one's had a Revius of wine, in which case no one is Yotze Kiddush but Mokum Sudah. So you have Kiddush Shelo B'Mokum Sudah one of two ways. You have the Prima Godin, who writes that you need to have more than Molly Lugmov, you have to have Dafka a Revius, whereas you're Yotze Kiddush with Molly Lugmov. So you can have Molly Lugmov, you will not be Yotze Kiddush B'Mokum Sudah even with your first cup. You have the Orach HaShulchan in the Sif Tes, who says we have Tziruf. We have you drink a little bit, we have Molly Lugmov as a group, in which case we Yotze Kiddush, but we're not Yotze Kiddush, the Mokum Sodo. We have a third teretz, which is mine, I want to answer the Taz from Simon Kuf Pei Beis, where we have Kuf Pei Beis, Sif Beis, brought in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Graz, there's such thing as Chama Medino. We can be Yotze Kiddush with Sheikhol. The Mogen Avram himself brings it in Sif Kotin Yud Aleph, in this Simon, that you can be Yotze Kiddush with Sheikha, and that will be your first cup of Kiddush, Shelo B'Mokum Sodo. Even the Fida Taz, who learns that Molly Lugmov of wine is enough to feel Mesit Soed, and we need Molly Lugmov of what? Any Chama Medino to be Yotze Kiddush. We can have Kiddush with Chama Medino, Shelo B'Mokum Sodo, because you won't have had a Molly Lugmov of wine. So we have two answers to Taz's question. We have the Mishnah Berurah, who brought the Prima Godin, we need more than Molly Lugmov. We have the Orach HaShulchan, who says you can be Yotze Kiddush with Siruf, and we have a third answer, which is from we can be Yotze Kiddush Shelo B'Mokum Sodo with Sheikha, with Chama Medino. Now I want to ask a question, a very quick question, before I get to halacha myself on the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham writes in Siman Tov Ayin Aleph, there's halacha there, you can't have too much to eat before Pesach, on Erev Pesach, because you have to eat matzahs l'teyovim. The Mogen Avraham writes that there's such a thing as cooked potatoes, and there's also the cooked potatoes you cannot eat on Erev Pesach. Why? Because cooked potatoes, cooked vegetables, cooked fruit, they are mixed inside, they make you feel good. You will not be able to eat matzah l'teyovim if you have a baked potato or chips, or cooked apple on Erev Pesach, in which case, the Fida Mogen Avraham, you can be Yotze with those things on for Kiddush. Anything which is the Chumra on Tof Ayin Aleph, which you cannot eat on Erev Pesach because it fills you up and it stops you eating matzah l'teyovim, but it's in the Kula by Kiddush B'Mokum Sodah, you can have it for Kiddush B'Mokum Sodah with cooked vegetables, because the Mogen Avraham, the Shitasai, and Tof Ayin Aleph
says that it's actually based inside, you can't have an Erev Pesach, which means you can be Yotze Kiddush B'Mokom Sodo L'Fidah Mogen Avraham. Now, the Shah Hatzion in Sif Kotten Hay in Tof Ein Aleph writes that we don't pass like this Mogen Avraham, in which case you can have cooked potatoes on Erev Pesach, but it also means the Chori, you can't be Yotze Kiddush B'Mokom Sodo with cooked potatoes L'Fidah Mechaba's Shitta in Reish Ayin Gimel. Very good shmach. Now we have a second thing, we have dates. Reish Simon Reish Ches Sif Kotten Chof Hei. This has a very interesting halacha. We have halacha, if you say Birkas Hamozen, you bench after eating wine or dates, the Mogen Avraham writes that you're Yotze. Why? Because wine is Mesit Soed, it's Mozen, it makes you feel full. Mogen Avraham says also dates. The Prima Golem writes that Lefi the Mogen Avraham, even though you can't Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Sodok with Peiros, with dates, you can. It's brought in Simon Reish Ches Sif Kotten Osir Tes in the Piskei Shivas that if you say Al Hamichya after eating dates or after drinking wine, you are Yotze, because dates and wine are Mesid Soed, they make you feel full. The Tosefes Shabbos says that when the Mogen Avraham writes in Reish Ches Sif Kotten Chof Hei that dates are Mesin Zayet, are Mesid Soed, they make you feel full, it's a mistake. It meant to say it's Mesid is Mozin, it's Mozin, in which case it's not Mesid Soed, it's Mesin Zayin, in which case you can't be Yotze Kiddush, Makom Sodo with dates. You can only use wine. Mizonos and Hamotzi Lechori Olafi the Tosefes Shabbos, who argues on the Prima Golem, he writes that the Mogen Avraham dates you can be Yotze. The Tosefes Shabbos says that the Mogen Avraham you can't. Now, I want to ask a very quick question on the Mogen Avraham. In Tof Ayin Aleph, there's such a halacha that you're allowed to drink wine on Erev Pesach if you have a lot. The Mogen Avraham over here in Reish Ayin Aleph, in Reish Ayin Gimel, Paskins, that you're allowed to have wine. You're allowed to be Yotze Kiddush B'Mokom Sodo with wine, Lefi the Levush, if you have two cups of wine. In Reish Ayin Tof Ayin Aleph, he writes that you're allowed to have wine on Erev Pesach. Why? Because wine is migra gor, it makes you feel hungrier. So over here, in Reish Ayin Gimel, Mogen Avraham says you need two cups of wine in Tof Ayin for Kiddush B'Mokom Sodo, because it's Mesid Soed. In Tof Ayin Aleph, Mogen Avraham also writes that you need to have wine, you can have wine on Erev Pesach because it makes you hungrier, it doesn't ruin your appetite for matzahs later. So over there, the Mogen Avraham says wine makes you hungrier, and over here he says you need to have two cups of wine, but the Mogen Avraham also says that you need to feel full. So what's going on? Over there he says two cups of wine makes you hungrier, over here he says two cups of wine to make you feel full. The answer to this very quick question, before I get to the real halacha lemaisa, Mogen Avraham writes that the Acharonim want to say in the Mogen Avraham, what the Mogen Avraham means over here, that you have to have something which is mesid soy, not that you feel full, but you're eating something which be'etzer makes you full. Now, you drink a cup of wine, and then another cup of wine, both of these things are something which can make you be'etzer full, in which case, if you take his Mokum Soda, even though he writes in Tofayin Aleph that they be'etzer make you hungrier. Now, can you drink wine, if you take Kiddush Mokum Soda, on Shabbos? Now the Mishnah Berurah wants to say in Chof Zayin that it's good to be machmir like the Ravosh. If you're drinking wine, you don't have mazonos or hamotzi, or you're feeling ill, you don't want to eat mazonos or hamotzi, you can have wine. One cup of wine is good enough. If you don't have enough wine, he says in Shatzi and Sifkot and Chof Tes, if you don't have enough wine, you can be Yotze with one cup of wine. It's best to be Yotze like the Ravosh on Shabbos. If you're not feeling well, or you don't have any mazonos around, be Yotze with best with two cups of wine, like the Levush. If you don't have enough wine, you can be Yotze with one. What about by Lailol? The Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotten Chof Tes Shah Tzion writes, it's best not to use wine. You cannot use wine for Lailol. Lailol, the Kiddush is much more common. You can only use the Chorim Mezonos or Hamotzi. What about Kiddush by the Chazan in Reish Samech Tes Sif Kotten Aleph, where the Chazan, if there's no children around, the Mishnah Berurah writes the Chazan should drink it himself. Over there, the Mishnah Berurah is Mekil that you can be Yotze with one cup of wine, the Feed of the Levush, even at night. But Shacharis, drinking wine in Shacharis, the Mishnah writes it's best if you could have two cups of wine. If you can't manage, or if there's not enough wine around, the Shah Tzion writes in Sifkot and Chof Tes that you only have to drink one. The Chazan Ish Lamaisa writes on Shabbos morning, if you drink only one cup of wine, you'll still Yotze, you don't have to be a machmir for the Levush. Shkai.